Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's up your ass we go. Did you see the big thing, ex-basketball coach George Karl? Did you see this?
I saw he wrote his book.
Well, and people are freaking out over it because he said Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, and I forgot what else. So, I mean, maybe it's Kenyon Martin. I don't know.
Another big name.
Well, yeah. Well, but what he said was that when he coached the Nuggets, that they were like immature and that they were, you know, entitled AAU babies that didn't know how to act because they don't have fathers.
Oh, they had all that money and no supervision.
Right. So he said they acted like shit. And they said it was a conundrum on how they acted. Well, Carmelo Anthony lost his mind, right? And they were kind of attacking him. Yeah, it was Kenny Martin. Kind of attacking him for what he said because he said they were entitled, pampered, rich.
They cut AAU it out back kids. Out of the book.
Did they cut it?
Yeah, because he said that it was taken out of context and used against his permission.
Okay, well, it can be taken out of context all at once. It's probably truer than shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's not just those three. It's probably most of them. They get plucked at such a young age. A lot of them, if you show that you have a lot of talent, middle school, you're on, you know, you're not staying in your state. You're going to another state with a program.
Well, we had I told you the story of my cousin's son, who about the age of 13 had pro baseball scouts taking him on traveling leagues and working him out with pro pitchers and stuff like that. And he was all set to go to the Dodgers were looking at him horrid.
Yeah. And they'll do anything to, you know,
right up until you blow something out because you're going jet skiing and you blow your knee out and then nobody's answering. It's crickets.
They want to have that favor. So for them to come out and be like, oh, you know, he's way off base with this. No, it's more than you think. Joe Mixon absolutely whitewashed this bit. And, you know, the video comes out years, you know, there's one game left in the season. Yeah, 2014, so a few years. They're down to their last game. It's not the national championship because this wouldn't have came out yet. Joe Mixon just was it one shot? It was just one shot, right?
It was one shot.
Yeah.
And it was after he was already struck.
And I think he was called a racial term. Well, this bitch didn't have this white guilt box back in 2014. She could have known how to speak to this guy.
Right.
Right?
Maybe. I doubt it because I think it didn't matter what color the person was. She was going to push whoever.
Yeah.
She was going to slap whoever because she's of that mindset that it's all right for a woman to abuse a man. And a man's just got to sit there and take it. And she found a guy. She did it to a guy who doesn't believe that. He didn't like. He didn't watch a lot of John Wayne films.
He watched a lot of Richard Pryor VHS tapes. No, I don't know what he watched.
I'll slap that bitch.
But he... You know, if you don't think this isn't, and we didn't see the video, he was the number one recruit at the time. You're not going to see this video. Life isn't fair, guys. That's the moral of this fucking story. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry your coach said that your millionaire ass was pampered. Yes, you were. Don't, who cares? Just don't even say nothing about it.
Right. You were 20 years old and you signed a $20 million contract.
Or more, you know.
Guess what? If I was 20 years old and got $20 million bucks in the bank, I'd be a dick, too. Yeah. I wouldn't know how to act either. And I had a good upbringing. So it's just about, you take kids from, some of them are from financially strapped areas. And they have a skill, a marketable skill, a skill that's worth money. When Kobe Bryant came out, so this is how long we're talking about. I mean, they had the big controversy. 98
or something, yeah.
Big controversy about whether or not you should be able to go into high school straight into the pros or have to play college.
If you're 18, you should have the right.
Well, if I'm 18 years old and I sign a contract for $110 million, I have a job for the rest of my life. Yeah. I am the president of Kobe Bryant LLC.
Yeah.
The purpose of college is for you to learn a skill that you can make a career with. If you've already been paid $110 million, you are covered for the... How can you spend that money?
You were Mitrioning for a second right there.
I did go all Mitrioning.
Yeah, because you don't even know what it looks like.
I can't fathom spending that kind of money.
Well, first and foremost, you got to have a financial advisor, and you know, at 18, that's the furthest from their mind.
That is true. They're gonna buy their rims. They're gonna buy their ride.
That's first and foremost.
Guess what? Make it part of your contract.
And you know what? Nowadays, Joe Mixon, there's so much cameras and technology nowadays. You need to at least have baited her into
a
hallway.
Keep your hands in your pocket. I mean, he told her it was coming, though. He kind of fainted with his left like he was going to hit her when she shoved him. And then she smacks him.
That's Joe Mixon, baby.
No, man. I don't care who it is. If you're standing in there and the guy already acts like he's going to smack you, that's not the time to go on the offensive, ladies. Because whether you want to hear it or not, men are physically stronger than women most of the time.
Brazzers.
Except for in Brazzers.
So, those dominatrix videos.
Who went all Mitrione there?
Yeah.
I'm not even wearing a sweater.
But you see all these people squander their money, and it's, you know,
and
guess what?
J.R. Richards and
oh, the list goes on and on. But, you know, for them to say you're pampered AAU entitled without a father, I don't understand. Everyone's so fucking ass hurt about everything. If you are pampered, entitled, you were AAU, and you had no father, guess what? Everything's the truth. Maybe some of those parts you didn't like, I guess maybe the father thing. But to be an AAU, pampered, entitled, rich, that's what you are. How is this bad? I don't get it, but... You know, bitch on millionaires.
I would say, yeah, exactly right. Guess what? I overcame all that, and I'm still making cheddar. And this in Carmelo's corner, and I'm not a big basketball guy, but he's one of the most. He is a respected player in the NBA.
He is now. He does a lot for society now. I mean,
when he first couple of years, he was a young kid.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. And then the guy is. Literally,
he grows
pissed
up.
Off about these comments.
He grows up, overcomes the fact that he was a rich AAU. Well, I don't even know what the AA thing is. AAU
is it's like a program.
Boys clubs or whatever.
Yeah, it's a program. They move you up to get in college, you get in the pros. AAU, but it's not gonna be. It's not like it's you got to be a little bit privileged, a little black privilege.
It means you got to be good.
Did you ever watch SNL anymore? I mean, who does, right? I watched the John Cena one, and he had this part where he was in a wig. He was playing a female. No, he wasn't even playing a female. He was playing like a Fabio type.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked exactly like Ronda Rousey. I may not think Ronda Rousey's hot, and I may actually like my women barely legal, but we have a list of the top, John's top, hottest women over 50 years old.
I am a connoisseur of all women, and I do appreciate my women looking a little less like my daughter and more like...
If you're legal enough to drink, get the fuck away from me.
Jim's of the, if you're old enough to pee, you're old enough for me. Bravers. So I'll do them by age.
Oh.
The bottom of the list here is going to be Courtney Cox, 51 years old, still looks beautiful. She dumped the 200 pounds of ugly fat when she divorced David Arquette. Sandra Bullock, also 51, looks delicious. Always pleasure to watch her. Oh, and then we'll go with the Heather Locklear. That's an oldie and goodie from the guys from People in the 80s. She's 54 years old. And still looks fantastic. Virginia Madsen, 54. She's on the new Designated Survivor. She plays the Congress, basically, now. And she looks great. Oh, I skipped Brooke Shields, 50 years old, Brooke Shields this year. Still looks good on those Lazy Boy commercials. Very, very attractive. 55, someone you probably don't know unless you watch a lot of Spanish language TV like I do. Maria Celeste Arrasas.
I'd have to ask some of your employees.
She's 55 years old. She's on Noticiero Telemundo.
Ooh,
bien. She's very, very attractive young lady. Then we're going to skip to Jennifer Tilly. Great, great actress, excellent poker player, and bubbly and cute. She's 57 years old. Also in the 57-year-old category is one, the Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer. She's fantastic looking for a woman. I would have guessed she was literally 10 years younger than that. Then 61, Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
She's amazing looking for a 61-year-old woman. And last but not least, at 75 years of age, the always delectable Raquel Welch.
Okay, so I was reading this article on human isolation, and I think I know some people that are kind of like that, kind of not.
I'm not.
Myself, not. I'm almost way too selective. I would rather be around nobody than have to be around 20 people I dislike. So, but what they're saying is a study is, as older people, you know, people die off and stuff like that, they start to get isolated, lonely, and then they die off quicker.
Yeah.
People that go through things, like either, you know, a loss of money or they're battling drug addiction and no one stood by their side, they come out with nobody and they're isolated. And then there's just people that maybe a little socially awkward or don't take social cues correctly and
like
choose
Asperger's and stuff like that
and choose to be isolated. But what's happening is, I guess it's really bad for your immune system to be.
My son Miles has some of that. The internet has actually become a wonderful place for people like that, where they can interact with people socially without having to have physical contact. They don't have to be in groups. It can be one-on-one situations. And
well, yeah, a lot. They said a lot of it's not necessarily a result of a poor social skills or social support, but it can be like unusual sensitivity to just society. Right?
Well, in my son's case, he does not read. He doesn't read body language well at all. He does not understand the difference between me raising my voice to make sure that I'm yelling up, like I yell up the stairs. Miles, come downstairs. He thinks that I'm mad at him because I yelled at him. It doesn't fit in his mindset. So I have to set up special, like I knock on the wall when I want him to come down. I don't yell at him because I don't want him to come downstairs with that whole, what did I do, look on his face. I love my son to death, but sometimes it's very, very trying to deal with him.
A lot of it's to do with older. They said, you know, your world dies before you do. And I mean, I'm still just 31, but I mean, I know as I get going, a lot of these dart people I have to see every day, I'm going to get to see them in their caskets, which kind of brightens my day because I'm younger than they are. But no, I mean, just on a real note, is a real note.
And you're physically fitter than a lot of them. I mean, even
the worst shape of my life.
6'3", 305, yeah. You're dealing with guys that are smaller, yet have more body fat,
yeah,
and high blood pressure, and they eat like garbage, that fried garbage.
I just wonder why people want to just, on the other note, just surround themselves with anybody, even though anyone they can grasp onto. They said a lot of this is like religious people will go to church to try to feel a part of something because they're lonely. Yeah. And a lot of it's just, you know, social isolation.
My mom does that. I mean, my mom lives in a nursing.
Said it's good for him.
Lives in a nursing community, and she does her church over the phone now. She does a
really,
yeah, because it's harder for her to travel.
Oh man,
she's recovering from her artificial knees. But they have the community center there at the old folks community where they all come together and they have potluck dinners and go play bingo and stuff like that. But yeah, there's people that just lock themselves up in their little cubby holes and you got to, you know, try to stick them out to get them to go to the doctor or whatever.
Well, honestly, if you are suffering from it, I'm sure there's some way to reach out.
please try to get some help.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're listening to this, especially tell your friends about us.
Yeah. I mean, we try to put a little comedy in there, but and it is a real thing, especially as you get older, you know, you don't want to be too lonely. But if you're feeling really lonely,
Brazzers, we want to thank Brazzers, not as a sponsor or anything like that. Just thank for them for being there.
I'm never isolated. Okay. So I guess they said a lot of how we view St. Nick and the, like in ads and stuff like that came from Coca-Cola back in the day.
Yeah.
Right. So that's weird how media can twist that. But traditions. I looked up and I found these European traditions that were kind of interesting. Sweden's got a tradition of Christmas goat.
And Christmas goat?
The Christmas goat. And it delivers gifts around Sweden. And it's like a huge, like almost like a Trojan horse, right? And it can still be found around the country around Christmas time. But it doesn't last long because arsonists burn it down fucking immediately. There's an 80% chance that this goat is destroyed before New Year's Eve. the things that have happened to this goat, it's not a real goat. It's like a built wooden stick goat or whatever.
Right.
It's not always arsonist. The goat was ran over by a ragger bill. In 2010, someone tried to kidnap this huge goat with using a helicopter. At the time of this, the goat has been destroyed a total of 37 times, most of it by fire. Sweden spent like $2.5 million, which is like, I don't know, $300,000 to us, to have security guards around this goat and high tech cameras. And 4 hours into that, the goat got set to fire. So
those guys would be fired.
Yeah. So the Netherlands, they have an annual thing and they call it Black Pete. And Black Pete is, I think you're getting the drift here. Black
Brazzers.
Pete is the Black Pete is on Brazzers. He's the helper of the Dutch version of Santa Claus. And he prances around handing out candy to children. Well, what they're saying is that's not the problem, adults going around. But the adults black up their faces and wear afros, earrings, and redden their lips. So there's now been protests about Black Pete.
So they're like anti-clowns.
And the UN urged the country to end this tradition.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands, man.
That place is...
That's different.
It's awesome and weird. And said not awesome and not weird.
Okay, so this one's kind of awesome.
The goat wasn't great, but I like the fact that they burn down the goat.
All the time.
But Black Pete, so far, I'm one thumbs up, one thumb down.
Germany, this is my favorite.
Uh-oh.
German children not only get a visit from St. Nicholas, but also from his scary companion and counterpart, Krampus.
Oh, yeah, Krampus.
Yeah, Krampus. This is great. While children who behaved well get small gifts from him, the bad apples are in for a rather nasty surprise. Krampus has a rod, and he threatens them and smacks them so they learn to behave next year.
Spare the rod. Yeah. Spoil the child.
Austria does this, too. And he looks like a demon goat, and he appears in packs, and he punishes naughty children with a rod. People dress up like Krampus and roam the streets and scare passersby. And a lot of it nowadays is drunk adults.
Wasn't it
being crazy?
It was, in fact, a movie, I believe, a couple of years ago, too.
Krampus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's cool. I want to be Krampus. Okay, Romania. Beautiful Romania. You've got a weird one. If you live in a rural area in Romania, You celebrate Christmas and New Year by stabbing and burning a pig. It's called Ignat, and it's supposed to be based on, you know, one of their Christmas stories.
Right.
Who was thrown to the lions for not giving up to Christ, right? And it's a pagan ritual, which, hey, we don't want to get into Christmas and pagans, do we? No, okay, we won't. Sorry, no, Badger.
Please don't.
Sorry, Badger. So, to display your wealth, you invite everyone over and you feast on the largest pig you can find. So the neighbors help you.
Okay, so that means everybody's going for the fat pig.
Yeah.
So the biggest guy, the guy who gets the biggest pig in town, does he get a prize or anything?
Well, no, that's to show your wealth.
Oh.
Yeah, if you have the biggest pig, you're wealthy.
Boom.
And they track this pig down and they cut the throat immediately in the yard.
Let it bleed out.
And I guess it's, you know, on that day, Romanian villages everywhere, you just hear animals screaming, you know, because they're dying. And I guess it got put into a song. So,
Black Eyed Peas?
You hear this Black Eyed Peas. Tupac. That's how he got into the rock and roll. You had to. Spain has a Christmas log that they put a smiley face on. Have you heard this one?
No.
And you got to feed him. This is stupid as shit. Parents hide presents under the blanket, encourage their children to hit the little log with a stick while singing a song. And the song is supposed to persuade the log to shit out gifts and candy in return. Right?
Okay.
And the song loosely translates into defecate almonds and nougats. Don't shit herrings. They're too salty. Shit nougats. They are better. If you don't want to shit, we'll hit you with a cane. So, good for you, Spain.
So, and see, I thought the Night Before Christmas story was just a weird story about breaking and entering in America. And I guess England, because that came over. But, wow. Just, wow. There's more? Spain is already, Spain is the worst so far.
Poland, they don't eat shit. Fish on that day.
Don't shit, Harry.
And it's, yeah, basically. That means supermarkets have huge tanks with carp. And you'll find people in the streets selling carp out of plastic barrels.
People, don't buy your carp out of a plastic barrel.
No shit. Yeah.
Or you'll be shitting nougat.
And they keep them in their bathtubs until dinner when they eat that fresh fucking carp. That's about it. Austria, they have Krampus.
A huge, big carp, though. It's like a goldfish is a carp.
See, in Austria, after Krampus, they let their kids on the 27th go around their neighborhood and beat every adult in sight with a branch and recite a poem. And this is done to commemorate the Massacre of the Innocents, the biblical account of Herod's mass. But the name of the act is less biblical. It's called like witchin, which translate to either beating up or jerking off the adults.
All right. So a lot of, where was that from?
That last one? That was Austria.
That's Arnold. Where Schwarzenegger came from. No wonder he's so big and strong. Mobile strike!
Okay, so I was searching Google and images and stuff like that, trying to basically make fun of one of our guys, Badger. I was looking up Badger picture. I was just making memes, just going to make fun of them, right? But I came across something I really didn't want to. And this is funny. And this is a bizarre case of death. And this kind of ties in. A dwarf porn star who was Gordon Ramsay's doppelganger. He looks exactly like a midget Gordon Ramsay. Was found dead in a badger set in the UK. Badgers tunnel under the ground and they have like all these crazy but he was tiny enough to get down in there. Right?
You don't want to get down and meet a badger inside his den.
And this guy died in there. And he's the doppelganger of Gordon Ramsay. His name's Percy Foster. And he was the star of the X-rated movie Hi Ho, Hi Ho, It's Up Your Ass We Go.
It's a good movie.
Brazzers. So it got me. He's 3'6". We lost a fucking hero that day.
3'6". How are you?
And I don't know what his height was. But I looked. It kind of got me thinking.
His nickname was Mr. Tripod.
We just spent on it. So it got me looking at unusual deaths. So these aren't known people, but a Berlin engineer was willingly slaughtered so he could be butchered and eaten by aspiring cannibals. That's weird. This one guy died after he fell on ice and drowned in his cat's water bowl. A student died while she was riding inside of a wheelie bin. Someone was killed when a lava lamp he was heating on a stove exploded with a shard piercing his heart. Someone died from injuries caused by anal sex with a stallion. That's Mr. Hands or what? Hey, you know, it happens, Brazzers. Steve Irwin, he is known. And he got killed by an 8-foot stingray. A guy in Oakland was killed after being struck in the face by an airborne fire hydrant while walking. A passing car had struck the fire hydrant and water pressure shot the hydrant with enough force to kill him. A few more. A lady died a result of drinking too much water, taking part in a competition to win a Wii. I don't know if, like, the Wii got...
Yeah, they use those little things to wrap around your wrist.
A woman boating off the Florida Keys was involved, was described as a freakish accident when a 75-pound spotted eagle ray leapt out of the water and struck her in her face. And she hit her head on the deck and died over that. Someone died near a demolished Bishopstoke. Decapitated himself with a chainsaw to highlight the injustice of being forced to move out.
That guy really believed in what he was talking about.
No joke. Died from having sex with a German shepherd owned by a man she met in an online fetish chat room. The semen of the dog triggered a fatal allergic reaction similar to a peanut allergy. And then the guy got charged.
Wow. Talking about being allergic to nuts.
A 19-year-old was mauled and killed by a pair of coyotes while hiking. Known as the only fatal coyote attack on an adult. Died when a large round bale of hay rolled down a hill and collided with his van he was driving. It's a large bale of hay, dude. Unless he was driving one of those little vans.
Did the hay kill him or did the wreck kill him?
Jose Luis Ochoa died after being stabbed in the leg in an illegal cockfight.
What, did he get an infection?
This one guy died after winning a cockroach eating contest. Mm. He accidentally choked due to arthropod body parts. There's a ton of these.
I got some famous ones.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw it over to John, who has some famous unusual deaths. And there is a train, so shoot it up.
Well, first off, I'm going to start with the one that made me laugh. The person's name is Feisty Lupi Velez, the star of nearly 50 movies. From 1927 through 1944, was married to Johnny Weissmuller, who was Tarzan in the movies, and also a former lover of one Gary Cooper. Lupi, who was known as her fans as the Mexican Spitfire, decided she was going to kill herself at the age of 36. According to her suicide note, she was pregnant. She had taken a huge dose of Seconal. When the father of her baby gave her the big kiss off, told her to fuck off. Fortunately for Lupi, the pills only made her sick. That she went into the bathroom to throw up. She staggered into the toilet. She slipped on the tile and plunged headfirst into the toilet. The maid discovered her the next day, still in the same position, dead from drowning. She drowned in her own toilet. I'm going to say that's not the way you want to go out. I bet that guy who gave her the kiss off is saying, man, I got out of there just in time. Next one is film star Ramon Navarro. He originally played Ben-Hur. He choked on his own blood due to an Art Deco dildo being shoved down his throat. Two Chicago hustlers suffocated the star with a lead dildo, which had been given to him 45 years earlier by Rudolph Valentino. They did it for $5,000. They heard that was hidden in his house. So that was like a home invasion and dildo raping. Now, you might know this one. This is about Bob Crane.
Brazzard.
Bob Crane, popular star of Hogan's Heroes, well-known, he was a pervert or a voyeur that had to take pictures of women, cuckold women. He got bludgeoned by a tire iron in a hotel room in Arizona. They still have not, as far as I know, solved this crime. They don't know who did it. They have a guy who they think did it at one time, but the dude was like 90 years old. They weren't going to get him in prison. The assailant, after they smashed in his skull, cut an electrical cord from a motel lamp with a pocket knife and tied a tight knot around his neck.
It's a badass 90-year-old.
Well, he wasn't 90 when he died. It was like 37 years later before they finally found somebody who...
Okay, I thought it was just
the suspect was acquitted due to lack of evidence and maintained his innocence for the rest of his life. So that guy's dead now, too.
Yeah, well, I thought it was some geriatric that, you know.
it was a bad retirement community. All right, here's one called the Marie Provost. She was a silent film star. She couldn't make it in the talkies due to she had a Bronx accent. She sounded like she couldn't talk. She can't stand it. In her despair, she had a drink to the death contest with Greta Garbo's lover, Jack Gilbert. Another talkie casualty who couldn't make it in the talkies.
Drink to the death. That's interesting.
He won, dying of booze in 1936, while Maria continued for another year. Her half-eaten corpse was discovered in her seedy apartment. The dachshund survived.
Ah.
She got ate by a dog after she collapsed.
Yeah. Even though they said that doesn't happen, your cat will, but not your dog. Yeah, I mean, bullshit. Man.
Your dog wasn't hungry enough. Here's the one. See if we can find one we've heard of.
A dog.
At the house.
A dirty dog.
Yeah, y'all know about Vic Morrow. He died on the filming Twilight Zone, the movie. Helicopter crashed while they were filming it, and the blade chopped his head off in the middle of a take.
Wow.
Spielberg worked that film.
Cut.
Basically.
Brazzard.
And John Landis, Spielberg, and the pilot were ultimately acquitted of an involuntary manslaughter, and his daughters, Carrie Morrow and Jennifer Jason Leigh, settled out of court for a big settlement.
So what was the David Carradine thing? What did he do?
David Carradine was found. He had hung himself from a closet rod. He was a big enthusiast in the auto asphyxiation. He was found wearing fishnet stockings. He was pleasuring himself and died.
Now I am.
And Brazzers. Here's one. You ever a movie called Rebel Without a Cause? James Dean.
Oh, yeah.
The entire cast in that movie died young. All of them. Sal Mineo, the other star, knifed to death in a driveway behind his L.A. apartment.
Was the movie that bad?
The movie is great. It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Auto crash soon after he got a speeding ticket. He was in his spider and was flying.
I didn't know if it was consumers getting their
money's worth. Nick Adams, paraldehyde used in hospitals and associated with alcohol withdrawals, overdosed on that. And Natalie Wood got drowned on a boat, probably by Christopher Walken. Robert,
what was her last name?
Natalie Wood.
No.
Natalie Wood. She was married to the guy who was on Heart to Heart. God dang it. Robert Wagner.
Mm.
She was married to Robert Wagner. They were on their cruise on their yacht with the.
Okay. I see the plot.
And Christopher Walken and her were supposedly having an affair. Yeah. And then she ended up in the water, which she was deathly afraid of water.
Yeah.
And drowned. That one still hasn't. No charges have been filed. It just goes to show that it doesn't matter.
All going to go.
Yeah, we're all going to go somehow. Oscar-winning actor George Sanders was in All About Eve. He won an Academy Award. One time husband of Zsa Zsa Gabor, who recently passed away. offed himself by drugs and booze. Not that unusual. What was unusual was his suicide note. Said, "Dear world, I am leaving because I am bored. I feel I have lived long enough. I am leaving you with your worries in this sweet cesspool. Good luck. Love, George."
Hey.
And with that, I bid you adieu.